Bob Iger, who was the CEO of Disney, came out and said, if Georgia's ban on abortions was not overturned by a court, Disney wouldn't film movies there. Really? Because, you know, people got the right to do things. And this would be just, hey, I'm not coming to your state and filming with a bunch of racist hick hayseed, anti-homosexual, anti-baby killing losers. Something interesting is happening out there. I told you that there's something afoot. There has been something afoot for the last couple of years. And I think we tapped into it when the confraternity of the Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary was formed at MikeChurch.com, which you can go join today. Don't cost nothing. It's free. As a matter of fact, a guy sent me an email yesterday. Found some typos on the site, but he joined the confraternity. There have been five states now since the confraternity began praying for an end to legalized abortion that have done just that. That's not small potatoes, and that's not an... I don't believe in coincidences. Do you? So what about these threats from Netflix and Imagine Entertainment, Ron Howard, Opie from the Andy Griffith Show, and now Disney? We won't film in your state. Oh, yeah? So I guess you're not coming to make movies in Louisiana. Now, did you know the whole time you were making your sordid sex trash softcore porn crap, did you know that all these pro-lifers were running around and were making jambalaya for you? Did you, Opie? As the Daily Caller points out, Netflix still does business in Egypt, where they imprison women for having abortions. In China, where Disney runs a massive Shanghai resort, the government sends Uyghur Muslims to concentration camps. What do you think happens to them there? So what is going on here? Netflix, Disney, Imagine Entertainment, Alyssa Milano, Jim Carrey, and all the rest of them hate life. They despise us because we defend life. There's no other way to look at it. Now, what happens when the next generation of Disney watchers is aborted, contracepted, transsexualized, and sodomited away? Who are you going to show the movies to? Actual mouse? Mice? Mises to pieces. Maggie O'Connell has just sent this to me. Here's a tweet. Disney has been filming in Bolivia, where abortion is illegal, Croatia, where abortion is illegal after 11 weeks, the United Arab Emirates, where abortion is illegal, and being gay is illegal. Well, the mouse has no problem filming there. Why? So all of a sudden now, the Peachtree State is now an enemy? What are they going to say? Is a Melissa Milano coming to the Bayou State? Let me know. I want to make her a very special bowl of gumbo. As Rod Dreher points out, he has a reader that writes to him on this. I wonder if any leftists out there appreciate the irony of this. For years, hell, decades, I've been hearing lefties issue dark warnings about corporate totalitarianism. Isn't that funny? Think of the Gattaca movies and the Hunger Games and all these dystopian flicks where Equilibrium... with Christian Bale, where the government runs the show, or big corporations run and ruin everything. Minority Report with Tom Cruise. So they've been warning us about myopic corporations singling out good people, you fool. And if you're good, then you're a target. What an irony. And they're same movies. Now they're doing what they predicted their future counterparts would do. Now here comes a corporation declaring its intention to use the full might of its resources to punish free, independent, and sovereign American citizens for voting in an unapproved way. It's what I told you the other day. So let me see, is your issue with the fact that citizens in Georgia elected a legislature that did what they told the people they were going to do if they were elected? Same deal with Alabama and Louisiana. And with the fact that Governor Kay Ivey, when she was asked about abortion, said that she was pro-life and that she would stand for that in government. When the governor of Georgia campaigned against his Democrat opponent, he said that his opponent wanted to make Georgia a haven, a sanctuary state for abortion, and that Georgians weren't going to have any of that, so they would vote for him because he would be staunch advocate and defender of life. So when he was given the opportunity to put his signing pen where his campaign rhetoric mouth was, the governor of Georgia did just that, didn't he? So who is Hollywood's real beef here? It's with the people. You, me. Bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthal, homosexual-hating, allegedly, homosexual-hating, heterosexual, non-transgendering, your mama was pro-life, darling, hick hayseed losers. You know what? I don't care if you never film another frame here, Disney. Ditto that for Netflix or anyone else. You know, folks, they have the unmitigated gall and audacity to demand that we make laws that are favorable to them, morally speaking, laws that are favorable to them, yet they want to come and enjoy Southern hospitality. Well, why the hell do you think we're more hospitable than the inhospitable Yankee pro-abort, pro-tranny mammy North? Or anywhere else? Hell, West for that matter. Now, just imagine a thought exercise here. Just imagine, just for a moment. What if not only did you pass these anti-abortion or making baby murder illegal, what if we started, like, you know, in our towns and counties and parishes, started acting, you know, all Catholic-y? And stopped patting our kids on the head when they come home and go, I think I'm a boy. No, you're a girl. Or maybe even chose to homeschool those 9 kids. What would they do then? You see, I think that part of this is driven by money and greed, obviously. But there's another part of it that can't be explained by simple profit. There's another part of this that is an abject rejection of the principle of solidarity. The people of Georgia, Louisiana, and these southern states have banded together, have elected legislators and governors that have done what they should have done 40 years ago. Now, courts are going to come along and say, you can't do that. We've talked about that on this show. But what we basically have here, when it comes to human life and to preserving it in its most innocent form, we basically have here a beautiful Christian principle of solidarity with people across the South agreeing. Basically, that's what's going on, agreeing. So, again, is the Immaculate Heart's triumph near? Good thing to think about this weekend.